What are some of the myths of gospel reductionism? I've written part two of an article titled Better Than Good, Failed Attempts to Improve on the Gospel in the latest issues, etc. journal. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Joy Pullman of The Federalist writes about her journey from charismatic experientialism to confessional Lutheranism. The free online Issues Etc. journal.
A secular person has just as good a claim to understanding the truth as a person who is religious, correct?
Well, I'm not sure.
After the Trump election, for the left, you can expect any tweaking of the current sexual revolution legal regime to be viewed as apocalyptic.
The body parts are only valuable for Planned Parenthood and their business partners to sell, precisely because they're human just like us.
That's what you should be praying for the blood of the Christ to cover you and your children.
Hi, this is Dan up in Washington State. I'm a Lutheran luthier, which means I make guitars, and I love to listen to Issues, etc.
There are household names in Pop American Christianity, then there are lots of other names that, well, they're not quite household names, but when you hear them, like Bishop Eddie Long, maybe a picture comes to mind, maybe you think, I've heard about this guy before. Of course, he is one among so many of modern-day prophets, or I guess I should say he was one among so many. He did die very recently. We're going to talk about the death of Bishop Eddie Long and his final false prophecies this week in Pop American Christianity with Pastor Chris Roseborough straight ahead. Welcome back to Issues Etc., coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. After our conversation with Chris, we're going to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That is your opportunity to pick the soundbite of the week by giving us a call and voting for one of the four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio that we're going to play for you. You can give us a call 1-877-623-6943. It is your opportunity when we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week to win the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. Goes to the list with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You can also vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, Twitter at IssuesETC, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Joining us for this week in Pop American Christianity to talk about the death of Bishop Eddie Long and his final false prophecies, Pastor Chris Roseborough, pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and host of the daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. Chris, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back, Todd.
How might our listeners be familiar with Bishop Eddie Long?
Well, Bishop Eddie Long was the pastor of New Birth Missionary Baptist Church in Atlanta. They may remember that he was a very outspoken and kind of prominently featured proponent in favor of George Bush's faith-based initiatives. He was also the pastor who officiated the funeral of Coretta Scott King. So he was pretty well known in evangelicalism, but also with the African American, kind of like the Bapticostal branch of the of evangelicalism within the African American community.
So, would you classify him, because we talk about this so many times, as one of the self-proclaimed modern-day prophets?
Well, he did claim that he heard from God, in that he had special anointings and ability to heal and things like that. He taught the word of faith heresy, that our words create our reality, and that with our words we can either curse or bless. And by that, we mean, you know, like I can speak wealth and prosperity and health into my life. So, yeah, he was one of these guys who taught the same doctrines that we've become very familiar with as we listen to modern-day evangelical, charismatic televangelists. So he is of that same stripe.
The health, wealth, and prosperity gospel always kind of gets tested real hard when one of these prominent teachers who's supposed to be living it gets sick and dies, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. We've seen examples of this over the years. I think back to Jim and Tammy Faye Baker. Tammy Faye Baker was another one of these televangelists who taught the Word of Faith heresy, and she died what I would consider just a terribly ugly death, and she died from cancer. And so, you know, cancer is one of these terrible ways in which, you know, people die. But I think it's very fascinating that, you know, even as she was approaching the end of her life, she would not say any negative words about her condition, lest she bring a curse. And she, all the way to the end, was believing that she can somehow exercise her faith and overcome her disease, and she was not able to.
So what are we going to hear first from Bishop Eddie Long?
Now, if you remember the history of Eddie Long, back in, you know, maybe about 5-6 years ago, allegations began to surface that he had had inappropriate sexual relationships with at least 4 of the men in his congregation. And all of that got wrapped up into some kind of a lawsuit, and then that was settled out of court with undisclosed amounts of money and details. And after that, Eddie Long's his public persona really took a hit. And so we're going to listen to Rabbi Messer from January of 2012, literally, and I'm not making this up, performing what he calls a Jewish coronation service with Eddie Long at the center, where the New Birth Missionary Baptist Church coronated Eddie Long and made him king.
I want to make a presentation. Praise God. Amen. Bishop, you will come. Bishop, you will come. Praise God. Praise God. He is a king. God's blessed him. He's a humble man. But in him is kingship. In him is royalty. In him was the land of Israel. In him was a K chromosome of that of Kohen and Kohanim. He was brought through the slaves, raised up in a city. And God now wants to release a new anointing. We're in a different season, ladies and gentlemen. If you'll come, Bishop. Thank you so much, sir. Bishop, you'll turn and face this. He now looks as one who was once a slave, and his ancestors were once slaves. He's the first man in 3,500 years of his bloodline to return back to the original, seeing the original scroll, seeing the original letters. And we're going to now surround him. This is done in the kings of Israel. They surround him, raise it in the air. He now wrap him in the scroll room, real slow. He's wrapped in the Word of God. He's sealed by the blood of Messiah. He is sealed to come out with a new anointing. The kingship within him, the power within him is going to come out. It doesn't matter where you go. Now how you try to attack him, you can't attack him. He's sealed wherever he works, wherever he turns. The power of God is there. As we open this up, every ambassador, every king, this is done to every king. We open up and he's hidden in the Word of God. He is hidden in the Word of God. Now, Bishop, you'll have a seat. Praise God. My brothers have come forth, 4 sons, representing the 4 corners of the earth. They'll raise him up right now. He now is raised up from a commoner to a kingship. Come on, raise it up. And I'll walk him around. Hold it in the air. He's no longer a commoner. He's not on the earth. He's raised from earth into a heavenly realm. He's raised in a prophetic position. He's released by God. He's breaking pagan traditions, breaking areas of God. He's releasing Atlanta, Georgia. It's not him. It's the king in him.
So what the heck was that, Chris?
I think that's a perfect example of idolatry, where you literally, rather than worship Christ, you worship a man in the name of Jesus. This is kind of an example of what the Apostle John warned about in his epistles regarding the fact that even in his lifetime, there already were little antichrists that were coming up. These are those who exalt themselves above God himself, above Christ. And so that was literally idolatry on parade, where he was lifted up and declared to the people at the church that he was supposed to be serving that he was now a king. And apparently this was all about kind of
shoring up his flagging support, and that he suffered as a result of the lawsuits that had come forward. And then shortly after all of this, he began to get ill. And the official word is that he became ill with cancer, and he began a very long battle with cancer. And he disappeared for a little bit of time, and then in October of last year, Eddie Long reappeared and he made some announcements regarding where he was and how he is and how God had healed him. But he never gets specific about what it is that he was suffering from. And that's kind of the next soundbite that we'll listen to.
I've been on a journey and just recalibrating myself. And like I said, I had some health issues, and God has healed me. The manifestation is coming through, and we stand in that. When I woke up this morning, God expressed to me that there's some of you who suffer in this congregation of chronic pain. You have to be controlled by painkillers. If I'm speaking to you, jump in the aisle. There's a healing balm in there. While you're moving, like the lepers were cleansed while they were moving. I declare pain cannot bombard the temple of the Holy Ghost right now. I've come through enough to carry a key of authority. And God would not have woke me up this morning to put that in the atmosphere. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. In the name of Jesus. Those who stepped out about the pain, meet me at the altar real quickly.
Do you want
real quickly?
Do you want to be?
Singing. I just want to touch your hand. Touch your hand. Touch your hand. Once I touch your hand, move so I can get somebody else. In Jesus' name, heal. Come on, choir. Come on back. No more. No more. Satan, take your hands off. In the name of here come the fire of God upon you. The fire of God. Now, now, now. Break it.
I'm wondering here, Chris, this is old shtick for revivalism. I mean, revivalism very quickly degenerated into these kind of temple, or I should say tent meetings, where it was not only revival, it was also miraculous healing. Is there anything new that Eddie Long's pulling out of his bag of tricks?
No, he's not pulling anything new out. And the sad part about this is that there are people who literally, that I'm not making this up, put their faith and their trust, not in Christ, but in Bishop Eddie Long and his miraculous ability to heal. And by this, the time we get to this point in October of 2016, he is literally a fraction of the man that he was. He was a very, very large man before he had cancer. And he literally looks like he's been in a concentration camp. He's so thin and gaunt by the time October rolls around. And still, the people of his congregation, despite the visual starkness of how cancer has eaten this man away, still are foolishly putting their trust in him and believing that, his words, that he has the authority to release healing into the atmosphere or release a healing balm into the aisles of the church. And so they were, if you saw the video of this, I mean, they were literally coming in the hundreds, up in front of the stage. They had gathered to be touched by Eddie Long in order to receive their healing, yet visually everything should have told them, this man can't possibly have authority to heal. He looks like he is one step away from the grave. And all of this has to do with the fact that they're not hearing the voice of Christ. They're not hearing the apostolic doctrine. They're not being taught God's word. They are being taught that this man is special, that he's anointed, that he hears directly from God. He just makes the claim with no, with seriously, not even any evidence to back it up, that God has healed him. And the whole time, he's not speaking the truth. He's just speaking the delusions of his mind, because the theology that he believes says that you can't ever admit that you have a disease. You must say, I am healthy, I am whole, by his stripes I am healed. You have to decree and declare these things, because when God sees your faith doing so, then he will act. And so this becomes what we call fideism. This is faith in faith, not faith in Christ. And at the point, you know, the people at his church, they're literally just trusting in him and never challenging, never questioning. And yet it should have been obvious all along that there was something terribly, terribly wrong.
Pastor Chris Roseborough is our guest. It's This Week in Pop American Christianity. Today, the death of Bishop Eddie Long and his final false prophecies. Pastor Chris Roseborough is pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and host of a daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. A little bit more from Bishop Eddie Long on the other side of the break. This Week in Pop American Christianity. Celebrate the 500th anniversary of the Reformation with the new Martin Luther plush figure. It features the 16th century reformer holding the Bible and Luther's morning and evening prayers. Go to reformationgear.com, use the coupon code ISSUESETC, and 20% of your purchase will help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. reformationgear.com. The new Martin Luther plush figure, reformationgear.com, and enter the coupon code ISSUESETC.
LCMS Disaster Response provides guidance and assistance to congregations who seek to proclaim the gospel and show mercy in the wake of disasters. We can bring capacity to your congregation through on-site assessment, volunteer training and congregation preparedness, and through grants direct to your congregation. For more information, follow us on Facebook, keyword LCMS Disaster Response, or visit our website at lcms.org/disaster. That's lcms.org/disaster.
Talk radio for the thinking Christian. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Relevant worship isn't about trying to look and act like the rest of the world to appeal to the culture around us, but relevant worship is about Christ. Hope Lutheran Church of Birmingham brings you truly relevant worship, where sinners gather to hear God's word and receive his gifts of forgiveness and peace. Visit us online at hopebham.org. That's hopebham.org. Or give us a call at 205-956-1930. We'll see you Sunday.
I bet you didn't know that the teaching of Latin in schools is making a comeback. Latin? Really? Isn't that a dead language? Well, take a look at what studies say about how well Latin students do on a test like the SAT. Memoria Press's Latin program will revolutionize your students' vocabulary, knowledge, and their understanding of grammar. And there is no better subject for teaching critical thinking skills. Visit memoriapress.com and save $5 on your next order by using the coupon code LPR.
When you do not have people in America who believe in America's uniting founding ideals, you don't have America anymore.
Luther's great legacy is that we are beggars. We bring nothing. Simply to thy cross I cling.
Jesus, unlike any other individual ever in history, came back from the dead. That places Christ in a category with no one else.
The whole point of vestments is precisely not to deal with pastoral preference. It's in fact to clothe over and cover over the individuality of the man, and to clothe them instead in something that is decidedly neutral.
In about 15 minutes, we'll play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We'll play four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio, and your vote will decide which will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You can vote for whichever one you want, and your reasons are your own, but we do want to know which one you're voting for, where you listen, and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. It's also your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. That is an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. You can vote in advance by going to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, sending us a tweet at issuesetc, or an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Or about 15 minutes from now, you can give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE, and vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. It's This Week in Pop American Christianity. In the meantime, we're talking about the death of Bishop Eddie Long and his final false prophecies. Pastor Chris Roseborough is our guest. Before the break there, we had that picture of Eddie Long returned from cancer treatment. You said gaunt in terms of his health, kind of wasted away, and still propping up the illusion that what he is able to do by the authority of God is heal people kind of at will. And I was thinking through the whole thing, Chris. This is tragic in more than one sense, isn't it?
No, it really is. And the reason why is because we are literally suffering under a curse. And this curse goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden because our first parents rebelled against God and ate of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which they were not supposed to do. In the midst of the curse that we were put under, and because of this, we all physically die. But our death, you will find, oftentimes comes in installment payments. We get little payments of death along the way. And so this is why as we get older, we get gray hair, we start to have health issues, which turn into chronic health problems, which will end, ultimately end, sometime later of us dying. But, we see this, this is why we look in our congregations and we say that person's an old person because they've been given more payments from death, prior to their exiting this earth. And so Christ doesn't save us from the curse. He saves us through it. And in the midst of this curse, we are given the promise of a Savior, the one who would crush the head of the serpent, who would literally die for our sins. And he calls us to repent of our sin and our wickedness, which is our problem, and to be forgiven and then bear fruit in keeping with repentance. But as we inevitably begin to experience the things that go sideways in our health because of the curse as we approach our own deaths, we oftentimes will look for solutions. We're in pain. We're having problems. We're afraid because of our mortality. And so somebody like Eddie Long comes along and he promises all you've got to do is say the right words, trust in me, keep coming to church. Oh, and make sure to write a large check. That's right. You have to demonstrate that you have faith by sowing large seed offerings and tithing to, to the vision casting prophet leader who has the healing anointing. And the whole idea is that this is all a sham. And when it turns out that the person isn't healed in the name of Jesus, that the only thing that has happened to them is that their bank account has been literally siphoned off, that what they end up basically saying is that Christianity is a sham. Jesus isn't real, and Christianity is a false religion. But the real sad part is that they never were ever taught Christianity, nor were they told the truth about Jesus, and the promises that they had their hearts filled with were never promises that Jesus made to begin with. And as a result of it, the real double whammy here is not only do these people continue to be sick and to suffer, they have less money to pay their bills, and at the end of this, they don't even have faith in Christ because now they've been perfectly inoculated against Christianity, and rather than dying in the faith and spending eternity with Christ, they die not having faith and spend eternity in the lake of fire. That's really what's at stake here. So, I mean, this is some devilish stuff that we're dealing with here. It's quite demonic.
You have another example that you brought for us.
Yes, so this is like Eddie Long's last prophecies. This was from the second week of December of 2016, and when the words you're going to hear Eddie Long speak, he has literally 30 days to live. He's going to die in like just a little over 30 days, and yet he's still claiming that he's hearing from God and all this prophetic stuff. And rather than speaking the truth, he's going to really shake the faith of the people who are left. Listen to what he says.
As a healing anointing released over this house, I said, Jehovah Rapha is all over this house. I've felt some pains and things. And God said, to be the effective minister I want you to be. And that's all I want you to be. He said, I needed to let you feel what your house been feeling. But I'm here to tell you that thing's broke off of you. I said, I'm here to tell you that thing is broken off of you. I know a lot of you try to contact me and call me and text me, and I can't return all the texts. I get all the love. Just know I can't do it. It's just too many. It's too many. But it makes me feel good to see all them folks that's praying for me. But I want you to know, because one reason I can't even with some is because everybody want to ask questions. I don't want to rehearse facts. Now, if you called me to talk about truth, and by his stripes, no weapon formed, I will not die but live, near the head, not the tail. You want to talk about that? We'll have a nice conversation.
Again, tragic words from someone who, as you pointed out, had a month to live.
Yeah, no, absolutely tragic words. And you'll notice this then, that the people who buy into the word of faith heresy and the prosperity heresy, these false doctrines make it impossible for somebody to die well. And that's kind of, that's its glaring problem, because dying well is knowing that even though my body languish and waste away, and I suffer and I die, I am not lost, because our hope is not in this life. You see, Jesus is making all things new, but not until he returns. And so this life is filled with tribulation, with suffering, and with death. And so the person who believes in biblical Christianity is capable of dying well, dying in the faith, knowing that the promises of Christ are ultimately for our perfect healing when he returns and we are raised from the grave on the day of the resurrection, and we will live forever with him in the new heaven and a new earth. And the word of faith heresy tries to pull the eschatological promises into this present life, and as a result of it, there is no way to die well. And all the way to the end, Eddie Long and his family and their New Birth Missionary Baptist Church were hush-hush about ultimately what it is that Eddie Long was facing, because they couldn't speak the truth, because speaking the truth would somehow curse him. And this is so tragic in so many ways, because this leaves people wondering, well, did he really have the ability to heal? The answer is, of course not, he didn't. Well, what about Jesus and things like that? He didn't tell you the truth about Jesus. He told you about himself. And so this selfish, satanic, false version of Christianity literally strips people of the ability to die in the faith, because it completely perverts what faith is, who the object of our faith is, and what the promises are that we have as Christians. And it all revolves around a lie. And ultimately, it's a great money-making lie. But Eddie Long is not able to take his Bentley with him to stand before Christ, or his, you know, palatial mansion that he had. None of that stuff will be joining him in the afterlife, and that's really the sad thing here. This is truly, truly tragic stuff that we're listening to. by a very hardened, impenitent sinner who refuses to preach and believe the truth, but goes to his grave believing lies, and as a result of it, doesn't even really have true faith in Christ, in the real promises that we've been given.
Of course, there are always others who are there to take his place, younger, better looking, in better health. I was thinking, you know, right now, Joel Osteen is kind of riding high. He is in great shape. He's young-ish, good-looking. His wife is still youngish and good-looking. They still are the picture of the prosperity gospel. And boy, that picture really counts for something among his followers. But 10 years down the line, 20 years down the line, it happens to everybody, every one of us, Chris.
Yep.
At some point, Joel Osteen's going to be an old man. And the best doctors in the world aren't going to be able to keep him alive either. And yet he's been preaching this kind of stuff to, it'll be that by that time, a generation of Christians, especially in terms of the numbers that have followed that same exact same teaching. What are your thoughts there?
No, it's very, very tragic. I think the thing that I thought you said was interesting, though, was that there's always a next generation of the younger crowd willing to kind of help prop the facade up and perpetuate the lie, because it's all about the image, the prosperity, the being blessed to be a blessing, and all this kind of stuff. And they've got to practice what they preach, but they can only practice what they preach insofar as they look healthy and are healthy. And once things go sideways, as they always do, then it becomes a question of, well, they're not practicing what they preach. Maybe what they're preaching isn't the truth. And so then they have to begin to cover up, to make stories and to lie. And it's, again, it's the cycle is absolutely demonic and tragic, when the reality is that Christ is pulling us through death into life. And just like he has died and risen again, we too will die and rise again. But for us Christians, it's even better than that, because we are baptized into Christ's death and resurrection. And because of that, we are already dead, and we already have a deposit guaranteeing the inheritance that will be made known when Christ appears, and that's the promised Holy Spirit. So when you understand what true biblical Christianity is and what Christ promises, it gives you comfort and the ability to die well. And one of the things I have been able to do as a pastor, now going on 3 years, is be bedside with parishioners who are dying. And there's a gal in our congregation who is dying. She will be dead within a few months, and was able to spend some time with her before Christmas, and she was just in the best spirits, and literally was just saying, Pastor, I know that very soon I get to see my Savior. And it was just a wonderful visit. In fact, she was in better spirits than I was, because I was really sad, because I don't want her to go. I don't want her to die. But she, on the other hand, going from bad to worse and literally just weeks away from her death, is comforted and at peace, and is actually looking forward to seeing Christ and seeing the promises that he has promised for her, not in this life, but in the life to come. And so that's what Christianity teaches us to do. This other false religion takes away all comfort, all hope, and strips people of the ability to die well. They can only die in fear of God's judgment, fear that they didn't have enough faith, fear that they didn't do enough of the right thing. But the problem is that their faith was misplaced all along. It was always in the person claiming to perform the miracles, always faith in their own faith, faith in their money that they were sending in, sowing seeds in order to buy miracles from God. And none of those things can comfort or save, because Christ hasn't promised anything regarding any of that. It's a false religion that uses the name Jesus, Holy Spirit, and miracles, but they all have different meanings. And as a result of it, the tragedy is that so many of these people, when the inevitable comes, they have no comfort and no peace, because they don't have Christ, and they haven't had him the entire time. And that's the real tragedy of it.
What's the lineup for Fighting for the Faith tonight?
Today we're going to be looking at Paula White's prayer and reminding everybody, she prayed at Trump's inauguration, that she is a word of faith heretic, just like Eddie Long. And we'll remind people of what her theology is and review her prayer in today's episode of Fighting for the Faith.
You can listen to Chris Roseboro and Fighting for the Faith right after the live broadcast of Issues, Etc. in about a half hour at piratechristian.com, piratechristian.com. Pastor Chris Roseboro is pastor of Consvinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and host of the internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. Chris, thanks.
Thank you, Todd.
On the other side of the break, we're going to be playing Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It is Friday. We're coming to you live, and that means we've got four soundbites lined up from this week's audio. We're going to play them for you, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then it'll be your turn. After you've listened, you can give us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and your votes will decide which will be Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Male and female sex differences, contraception, transgenderism. These are some of the topics covered in the Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for January, Ethics of Sex, From Taboo to Delight. You can find out more at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. Ethics of Sex contributors include Issues, Etc. guests Ben Mays, Tom Eckstein, and Richard Stuckwish. Ethics of Sex, the Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for January.
The 500th anniversary of the Reformation approaches. A good time to ask, who are we as Confessional Lutherans? What's our heritage? The Confessional Lutherans for Christ Commission has produced the Layman's Guide to Theological History. Go to the CLCC.org and see which of these presentations and books would be most helpful to you and your fellow parishioners. And consider becoming a member with us as the CLCC seeks to help more people know what it means to be a Confessional Lutheran. The CLCC.org.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.
Come listen to Drs. Alvin Schmidt and Roland Elke at the 3rd Annual Concordia Apologetics Conference, Cultures in Collision, Faith and a Fractured World, this March 3rd and 4th at Concordia University, Wisconsin. You can register online at www.cuw.edu/apologetics or call 262-243-4343. That's the Concordia Apologetics Conference, March 3rd and 4th at Concordia University, Wisconsin.
More topics, more guests, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues, Etc. 300. Our Savior Lutheran, Westminster, Massachusetts. Redeemer Lutheran, Fairhope, Alabama. St. Matthew Lutheran, Stony Plain, Alberta, Canada. Holy Cross Lutheran, Moline, Illinois. St. Paul Lutheran, Munster, Indiana. St. John Lutheran, Racine, Wisconsin. Calvary Lutheran, Baltimore, Maryland. Reformation Lutheran, Afton, Missouri. Emmanuel Lutheran, Lima, Ohio. Risen Lord Lutheran, Taylorsville, Kentucky, Prince of Peace Lutheran, Crystal Lake, Illinois, and Trinity Lutheran, Elmore, Ohio. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues, Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to issuesetc.org, click support, and print the one-page flyer. When your congregation becomes a congregational sponsor, we'll publicize your church on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues, Etc. journal, the Issues, Etc. 300.